about, oh, some county names. I need some county names.
Okay. There's Natrona, Fremont, Carbon, Hot Springs, Converse, Camel, Johnson. That's one I was trying to think of.
The one that starts
Crook
with
and
a W?
Park and
Washakie.
Washakie.
That's how you say it?
Uh-huh. You bet.
Washakie.
Do you know how any of these others got their names? Any of the other counties? A lot of them were named after men, I guess.
I think so, probably.
How about Natrona?
I have no idea.
And Fremont, I guess, was named after John C. Fremont.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. And finally, I guess, could you tell me some words of parting? How would you
parting?
Say?
Parting?
Yeah.
So long, adios, see you later, alligator.
For a while, crocodile.
Okay.
Bye.
What about...
Bon voyage.
You say, for example, if someone put dynamite on a building or something and it exploded, what would you say about the pieces? How would you describe their...
Shattered,
or...
How would you describe their movement? Say those pieces
flew everywhere.
Okay. Great. Would you say went every which way?
Yes, went every which way. I might say that.
Okay.
True.
All right, and I have just one more question I think to ask you, and then your ordeal is over. Where is that?
I haven't the foggiest idea.
It's another thing she says.
How do people around here get ready for winter? Maybe
we
you can describe that.
Haul in hay.
Uh-huh.
And they usually bring their cattle into the pasture and chop lots of wood.
Do they make any special preparations on the house itself?
Well, they put up storm windows, that type of thing.
Anything with the cellar?
No, not too many people have cellars now.
Okay. The cellars here are used mainly for what?
The cellars here were used for storing food. You know, like they'd bought 50 pounds of flour or 100 pounds, and same with sugar, and they bought lots of sacks of potatoes, and they canned lots of stuff, and they didn't want it to freeze, so it had to be warm.
Okay, and in the summer months, they'd also store things down there?
Yeah.
So it would be cool then.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Any last parting words you'd like to say?
It was fun.
Your best story?
Oh, my best story. I think my best story was the fun we had in the airplane with Daddy. That was the most fun in the old Eagle Rock open cockpit airplane. That was my most fun as a kid.
What about going to school as a kid? Was that right here in Casper? No.
I went in Casper, and we went north of Natrona during the 30s, and Daddy sold his airplane to get some cattle, and it was really rough then. He still worked at the Coliseum, and Mother and us girls stayed out in the country.
What was the Coliseum?
The motor company. It was the Dodge Garage.
It still is.
But we rode on the bus probably 5 miles to school, and we had these little delicious jam buckets. Lots of times we didn't have a thing in it. And sometimes we'd have a hard-boiled egg. But the kids were always good. They shared with you, you know, because it was just rough times.
Most everybody was poor, I guess.
Mm-hmm.